Food. It's the biggest challenge for all of us. We know what to eat, but why do we overeat? Let's get to the root of the problem. Let's figure out why we're overeating. Let's talk about triggers. I mean, the real reason why you're eating. Most of the time, we eat to change the way we feel. Now, here's something that I find myself doing all the time. I'll be sitting at my computer, and I'm trying to get through a million emails, or I've got some deadlines, or someone I need to call, something I have to do, and I feel overwhelmed, and I just need a break. So what I'll do is I'll find myself getting up, wandering toward the kitchen, because I'm usually working from home, and there I'll be, standing in front of the refrigerator, door open, scanning for something that looks good, and then I'll open up the freezer, see if there's anything good in there. Of course, I always end up in the pantry because I'm searching for something crunchy. I love carbs. But the truth of the matter is I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry. I'm bored. Or I just don't feel like doing what I'm doing. Sometimes I do that because I'm procrastinating. I want a break, and I don't feel like working on the deadline. I don't feel like sitting at the computer anymore. I'm trying to change something that I'm feeling. And that's what we all do, 9 times out of 10, when you're eating. It's not because you're hungry. It's because you're feeling something. You've gotten that phone call before where the person on the other end upsets you or irritates you and you get a stomach ache. And the second you hang up the phone, what do you want to do? You want to eat. It's like an instant reaction. It's a trigger. Or maybe you're just tired and you still have so much more you have to do before you can lay down. You've got to fold the laundry and clean the kitchen and you're so tired. And when you finally get all that done, instead of going to bed, you think, I'm going to take care of me for a second. And you treat yourself. That's a trigger. You feel tired. You want to give yourself some care. That's a trigger. So you go to the refrigerator and get yourself a bowl of ice cream. Or you pour yourself a glass of wine. You feel something, but it's not hunger that you're feeling. We just want to change whatever it is that we're feeling. Maybe it's an emotion. Maybe you're bored. Or you've got stress or depression, or you're tired, or you're procrastinating. You're feeling something, but it's not hunger. It's those feelings that trigger us to eat. But whatever it is, it's not hunger. And from this point forward, I want you to notice that. I want you to find yourself feeling that urge to eat, and I want you to stop. Just stop. Pause. Take a moment. Ask yourself, what am I feeling? Why is it I want to eat right now? Am I hungry? Has it been more than 2.5 hours? Has it almost been 3 hours? Well, if that's the case, then I want you to eat. But if you're not feeling hungry, I want you to identify what it is you are feeling. That's all you're trying to do. You're trying to cope with a feeling. And we're going to find another activity. And more importantly, we're going to identify when you feel those triggers so that you can stop, you can pause, you can wait, you can say, okay, I'm not hungry. I'm trying to procrastinate. Maybe I should sit down and read a few pages of a book. Maybe I should paint my nails. Maybe I should do a few push-ups. I should go look at the dog, give the dog some love. Whatever it is, find something that's healthier that doesn't add pounds to your bottom line. Identify those triggers. And when you identify those triggers, you take control. You know, we really turn to food as a way to fix things. Think about it. When you have a fussy toddler, what do? You want to give them food. I mean, yesterday I was at a family function holding my niece and she started crying. And my very first thought was, she must be hungry. Where's her mom? I've got to give her a bottle. When there's a fussy baby, you give them food. When my son was a baby, he had colic. And my first thought was always, I have to feed him. When a child is sad, you want to give them food. When they're well-behaved, you want to reward them with food and desserts. And we have to start thinking differently about food. Food is not care. Food is not love. Food is fuel. Food is fuel. That's it. It's fuel. It's what your body needs to be lean. And if you're going to be lean, you've got to feed your body the fuel that it needs to maintain muscle. So from this day forward, we're not going to think of food as love. You really need to think of food as fuel. It's not going to make you a better mother to give your kids cupcakes and have treats laying around the house. It doesn't make you a better grandparent if your grandchildren are overeating when they're with you. Food doesn't make you a better spouse. It doesn't make you a better friend. It doesn't make you a better parent. If you really want to take care of the people that you love, don't use food to fix things. Don't think of food as a way for showing your love. Instead, if you really want to take care of the people that you love, give them something healthy. Think of food as fuel. From this point forward, when you're about to eat or when you're about to give somebody else something to eat, I want you to ask yourself, are you giving that to them as a fix or as fuel? I want you to think of food as fuel and not a fix. Have you ever heard the phrase, life's a bowl of cherries? But walk into any receptionist area and what do they have? A big bowl of candy. That's how we greet people, with a bowl of candy. We're conditioned to believe that chocolates and sweets and candy are gestures of welcoming people. That's how we thank people for something that they've done nice. But wouldn't a big bowl of fruit be better? Isn't that a nicer gesture, a better way to care for people? You know, I want you to start thinking differently about the environment that you spend your time in. For example, if you work in an office where the break room is filled with cookies and donuts and cakes, maybe it's going to take you being the leader, you being the person to declare this a junk-free zone. Even your own refrigerator. Let's face it, when we are hungry, it's grab and go. Whatever is the quickest, easiest, and most accessible. But where do we hide our fruits and vegetables? In the bottom drawer, not prepared or ready for you to eat right now while you're hungry. Let me tell you what I do. When I get home from the grocery store, I wash and clean my fruits and vegetables. And then I put them at eye and hand level in the refrigerator so that when myself or somebody in my family opens the refrigerator door, what's the first, most delectable thing you'll see? It's not something fattening. It's a healthy piece of fruit or a vegetable. Grab and go. Change your environment. Where are you spending the majority of your time? Probably working at the office. And if that means getting everybody else on board at the office that you work at, why shouldn't it be you? Take the bull by the horns and declare the break room a junk-free zone. And the same is true at home. Where you place the food that everyone grabs and goes quickly determines what they're going to eat first. It's what they see first. Make it something that's healthy, lower in sugar, lower in carbohydrates, something that's healthy and unprocessed. Whatever you see first, whatever's easiest, is what your family will eat. And on this program, I want that food to be fruits and vegetables. Remember, life should be a bowl of cherries and not a bowl of chocolates. Are you ready for something really simple, something really easy that you can do today? The absolute easiest way to drop weight without changing a thing about the food you're eating? It's simple. We're gonna change what you drink because you're probably drinking your calories. And when you drink your calories, you don't get much satisfaction from them. In fact, you're probably not even accounting for the calories. Now listen, I love a great cup of coffee in the morning, and there are so many specialty shops, I don't think we need to name names, but you know, they become addicting. You start craving just the act of going to that coffee shop and ordering your triple latte with whipped cream and sprinkles and caramel, and you know, that cup of coffee is decadent, and it's got more calories and fat, potentially, than an order of French fries. I mean, think about that. That's crazy. If you really need a jolt in the morning, start making your own coffee. In fact, you're better off having a milkshake than some of those crazy blended coffee drinks. Why drink your calories? You just don't need to. Let's talk about calories you should be getting from food. That's where you get enjoyment. That's what gives you satisfaction. You're not getting satisfaction from the calories you're drinking. Sodas, regular sodas, forget about it. I mean, that's just done. That's so simple. That is so simple. Just stop drinking regular sodas and you will drop weight so fast it's going to blow your mind. I want you to stop drinking those sugary fruit drinks too. And your kids, oh my goodness, don't even get me started. All you have to do is get your kids to drink water instead of these fruit drinks, and they're filled with sugar and sucrose, and that's making your kids fat. I'm sorry. Eliminate that and you'll immediately see a healthier child. Your whole household can be healthier just by drinking water. And if you don't like water, if that's something you just don't look forward to, well, then do some of the flavored waters. There's lemon-flavored waters, things that will spice things up and get you to look forward to it without the calories. And eventually, you'll transition onto straight water. Why? because you're going to feel all the benefits of being healthier and putting the right kind of fuel in your body. So the great news is you don't have to change a thing about the way you eat. I promise that you will lose weight if you just eliminate many of the calories you're drinking. Stop drinking your calories.